Hello.
Hi, Josh.
Hello.
It's Nadine. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, I'm just walking out of the bank here in a second.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Did you want me to call you back in a few minutes?
Oh, just give me a second here.
Okay, not a problem.
Just finishing up this deposit.
Okay, that's okay. In the meantime, what's the best email for you?
Thank you. It is Sky Valley Tree Service.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
Okay. Sky Valley Tree Service at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be sending you two emails, okay? So the first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, and what it's going to show you is the price being $299 with the $99 setup fee. So it's $299 a month, okay? Now, it's also going to entail everything that's included in the package. You know, just to confirm with you, you don't currently have a website yet, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm including a website for you. It's at no additional cost. Okay?
Okay.
Now, that'll be the first email. The second email that you're going to receive is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what it's going to show you, it's just an overview of our reporting system on how you can track your results with our program. So you'll be able to see, like, all the keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you received. So I'm just sending you an example of that, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, Josh, can you also get, like, text messages to this phone number?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be sending you over three text messages. Now, although I'm considered the lead on the account, I still like to provide my information for you. So the first text, it's going to have my name with my phone number and my extension, just so you have that for your records. And then the second text that you're going to receive is going to have the number to our customer service. So anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So we're the same time zone. Okay?
All right.
Okay. And then the third text that you're going to receive, and once you get all three, if you could just confirm so I make sure you've received all three of them. The third text is going to have this link to a YouTube video that's approximately 6 minutes long. When you have time, just take a look at the video because it's going to give you a demonstration on how you log in and track your results with us. And I just want you to get familiar with it, okay? So I went ahead and sent all three. Now, your first name, is it Joshua and you go by Josh or is it Josh? It's just for the account purpose.
It's Joshua.
Okay. J-O-S-H-U-A, right?
Correct.
Do you prefer to go by Josh?
I don't care.
Okay. And what's your last name, Josh?
Randall. R-A-N-D-A-L-L.
Okay. Now, the number that you want clients to contact you on, that's going to be the 425-212-0294, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then the way the company name should currently read is Sky Valley Tree Service and Landscape. Is that how you want it to read?
That's how it reads. Sky Valley Tree Service is fine, too.
Well, however you want. So let me tell you. I want to know exactly how you want it to read because this is how we're going to make sure everything's uniform. So Google recognizes that, right? So I just want to know exactly how you want it to read. So this way we make sure that everything's correct across the board.
Yeah, if it just reads Sky Valley Tree Service, would be great. I'm not big on the landscape portion of it.
Okay.
Never get much work that way anyway, so.
Okay. No worries. So we'll just put Sky Valley Tree Service. Okay. Now, what's going to happen is Google's going to be sending out this PIN code to you, and it's going to come in the mail, right? It's going to look like a postcard, and it's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to send it to?
Hang on 1 second. Let me I just went to the new place. I'm not sure if we have a mailbox there yet. Let me check real quick.
Okay, yeah. Make sure, because one thing, it cannot be a P.O. box, just FYI.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure it's where you could receive mail.
All right. Yeah, 1 second. Let me text.
No worries. Take your time. In the meantime, while we're doing that, Josh, I'm kind of taking a look at the calendar. So we're going to be scheduling a client interview for you tomorrow, if that works for you. The client interview, we block out an hour. It does take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But what they're going to do is they're going to basically cross all the T's, dot all the I's, talk to you about the website, everything more in detail. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's fine.
Okay. Any specific time? I have appointments starting 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2. Looks like 2 to 3 and 3 to 4.
11 to 12 would be great.
11 to 12? Okay. So while you're checking on the address, I'm going to send you a calendar invite, okay? The calendar invite, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment is tomorrow. You said 10 to 11? Is that what we said? Oh, my gosh.
11 to 12.
I was already having a brain fart over here. My apologies. Wait a minute. Okay. So the calendar invite.
Let me text one real quick.
Okay. Go ahead.
Back.
Okay, no worries. So the calendar invite is just going to show you that tomorrow they're going to call you between 11 and 12 o'clock. Now they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? We just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour, and we're also going to send you a reminder for your calendar invite. We're going to send you a reminder an hour before just to let you know what's coming up, okay?
Okay.
And then, in the meantime, until you hear back from your girlfriend, right, you're getting that address verified?
Yeah.
Where we're going to have the PIN code sent to. In the meantime, we'll start going through the other notes. Now, let's see here. Now, the card that you're going to be using for the payment, Josh, is the card that you're using in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Both. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Joshua Randall? Is there like a middle initial?
D. The middle initial.
G?
D. As in David.
D as in David? Okay. And is it a different billing address for that card?
Yes.
Okay. What's the billing address for it?
17731.
Okay.
433rd Avenue Southeast. Gold Bar, GOLDBAR, two words.
Uh-huh, two words.
Okay. Yep. Washington, 98251.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 17731, 433rd Avenue, Southeast, Gold Bar, which is two words, Washington, 98251, correct? And you said the business name is on the card too, right?
Yes.
Is it just Sky Valley Tree Service on there?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
All right. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Did you ever see the picture of it?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck.
Hello?